where I'm from. Give you a quick fill on our meeting, Scott Ford last night, we went too late, I think. Ford is, and people have all kinds of strong affirmative things to report about what they're doing. Scott is still in the depths of his cap act, and he will come in with all sorts of...
The stupidest thing I heard, I'm really surprised it came in here, was the idea that I would consider going down to the Senate policy.
Well, but Scott will raise it.
He will raise it.
Oh, he's not to raise it.
Right, raise it.
I'm not sorry, I can see fine.
That's all you're doing.
See why, if I go down to that, I got to see the Democratic study group.
The only reason I have to do that.
The only reason that's in your paper is that we're just...
Why only certain to raise it without you have a problem? I mean, there's no one to go to hell with it, I don't...
Well, I did last night, and maybe too bluntly, I don't know.
Wait, how did I do it?
I indicated to him that I thought he had considered the fact that if he couldn't get Republican senators to support you, you had no choice but to point out that they were responsible for the tax increase. And that I implied that we have to separate the sheep from the goats. And
look, the way I look at it is this, if you're ever going to be able to get the Senate votes, you're saying the veto. Therefore, forget the Senate. Concentrate on the House.
Jerry, it's a thing now.
Let me say this. Yeah, so, and that'll get the fucking Senate where it belongs. And I don't see any senators. I mean, we've had this curse down here 4 times. Why? Why have we had it 4 times?
He showed us on a couple of lists.
He's way been out of shape. He's been way been out of shape.
Well, that's probably one. Because he's got 53%, we've got 75%.
Sure.
See, why isn't he? We ask him to do everything. What's the matter with you?
Well, he's, all these guys are semi-neurotic up there that like him, like Stevens. There are a bunch of them.
Well,
and,
sorry.
Well, no, that's perfectly okay. That's part of the way that it's
sort
of routine, you know. But
I want you to understand that it's going to be like black and white. Unfortunately, I have some things to tell you that are extremely good about what he's doing. Scott is going to bitch because he doesn't have any written materials. And, how many of you send?
Oh, stacks, reams of stuff every week.
One pagers, two pagers,
Carol Ryan's all right. And we've got more for you this morning as a result of this meeting last night. But, it's a miserable situation.
Let me say that was an excellent analysis on the Democratic reforms. But it probably hasn't occurred to you that the place for that, rather than getting that to me, is to get that to about 15 top conservative columnists, editorial writers, and so forth. That's something I want to get out. That analysis. Don't have it done by you. Have it done outside, let Colson's outside group mail it out. Because that's a brilliant analysis.
That's just what's coming. It's just like the convention.
And it's a fundamental change in the whole, well, I'm going to treat this very formally. Who's here?
Scott Ford, but you don't have to, and it means that there's a specific request.
Let's hear.